That was Surfer Blood with Say Yes to Me off of their 2013 album Pythons. Of course, the cool thing about that is that they're here today. It is Monday, June the 12th, and Surfer Blood is here in town today, 7 o'clock at the Pyramid Cabaret. Tickets are still available. I had two tickets to give away earlier, and I gave them away to a fan, Jackson Rolson. Thank you very much for winning the contest for those two tickets. And even cooler than that is I got to sit down earlier this week with JP from Surfer Blood and interview him. So, of course, you're listening to the Pity Party. I forgot to mention that. My name is Brian. Hi. You're listening to the Pity Party on UMFM. Yeah, and so because I got to interview a surf rock indie band, I decided that today would be a bash at the beach via the Pity Party. So everything you're going to listen to today is kind of surfery, beachy, summertime music. But yeah, so I got to sit down and interview JP. So we're gonna take a listen to that. Listen to a couple more tracks off of the new Surfer Blood album, Snowdonia, out now. And I really hope you enjoy that. And I will see you back here, I guess, in about 15 minutes or so. Listen to the Pity Party on UMFM 101.5. Okay, cool. So it's Brian here from the Pity Party, UMFM. I'm here with JP from Surfer Blood. Your guys' new album, Snowdonia, came out on February. You guys are touring to support it right now. What about the album was the most fun for you to record?
Well, you know, when we were recording this album, we called in pretty much every favor that, you know, we had available to us to borrow as many guitars and amplifiers as possible. And, you know, after we got the drums, the bass, and, you know, all the basic rhythm guitar parts down, we probably spent a week in our guitarist warehouse just sort of going through all the equipment. And I think one of the weirdest things we ended up getting was one of those Leslie Caputs that's for like a Hammond B3.
Oh, cool.
And we found a way to hook up a guitar to that. And it kind of sounds somewhere between a guitar and an organ, and that was a really interesting sound that ended up getting used all over this record.
Yeah, I can actually tell it's a really unique sound and something kind of I don't think I've really heard anywhere else before. So that's really cool. You've mentioned before in other interviews that the title Snowdonia came to you in a dream, as well as a whole pile of the lyrics. That it obviously completely influenced the direction of the album. What exactly was the dream like? Can you share any of that?
I think the dream was just something along the lines of, I was in a place, it was cold, obviously, I was lost, and I got approached by this, you know, by like this angelic figure. They told me that everything was going to be okay and, you know, sort of made me feel better. And then I sort of woke up all when that happened, you know, but, I wish I would have written more of it down. I just made like a little note about it, but I can't really remember the details, as you often can't with dreams. But and then after that, just I think that was sort of like the week things really started kind of rolling along in, you know, the terms of writing all the music. So yeah.
It's a really cool album, as I said before. I think it has a really unique sound. If you had to pick one of the songs on the album to be your favorite, which one of them would you say it is?
I really like the last song, Carrier Pigeon. It's, you know, it's one of a couple really long, multi-movement, like very epic songs on the record. And I think, you know, it's a little more down tempo. Has a lot of like really cool guitar tones, and it's, you know, just like it's something that we really haven't done before, like that sort of, you know, like a slower song with really like lush chords, you know, very clean bright guitars, and then you know, a whole outro that's just like a two chord, like sort of almost like a folk song, you know, a really lyrically driven part. So I don't know, That's my favorite right now, but I'm really proud of all the songs on this record and the way they all fit together.
Yeah, I mean, you absolutely should be. I've read in the past from other previous interviews that you've mentioned that the song "Slow Jabroni" kind of influenced the type of sound that you wanted to input into this album. Jabroni is actually like it's a term coined from The Rock, the wrestling superstar.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of wrestling at all?
Oh, not at all. I find it. I've never really watched it, and was never into it even as a teenager. But the first name of Surfer Blood back when we didn't have, well, back before we were called Surfer Blood, obviously, was a Jabroni Sandwich, which is a name my sister came up with because we couldn't think of a name, and we just thought it was so funny. I don't know, and, you know, just...
It's a wild name, man.
Yeah, it's just and it's just one of those things where those were songs I was working with from that era, you know, Fast and Slow Jabroni. And instead of, like, trying to pull a lyric from the song and, like, give it a grown-up title, I just sort of kept it, you know, with the working title just because, you know, it's pretty funny stuff.
Yeah, I mean...
And, you know, that's sort of stuck. And I guess I don't regret it at all either.
Good. I'm glad. Sometimes the best titles of songs are stuff that's not even relevant. It's just, you know, something unique and interesting, maybe even a pop culture reference. I don't know. It's something catchy, right? So...
Yeah, exactly. Something memorable.
Yeah, it works. I've also read too that you're a really big fan of hip hop, but you know, not something you can obviously bring in as like a huge influence into the Surfer Blood stuff. What are some of your favorite hip hop acts?
I don't know. I guess growing up, I listened to the Common some, and these days, I think I'm a big fan of Run the Jewels.
But
you know, I'm not like, you know, like super like. Well, like up on all of it at all, but I do really like I said, those two guys, those two artists.
Yeah. Cool.
I don't know. But yeah, like I said, I'm probably not going to be rapping in any Surfer Blood songs anytime soon.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would work.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure it would fit. It'd be kind of funny and cool, maybe if you were to do like sort of like a, I don't know, a kind of an ironic song sort of deal that a lot of people seem to be doing, but I don't know. Run the Jewels that's a cool jumping off point. I'm a really big fan of theirs. What did you think of RTJ3?
Well, I liked it. I don't know. I've only listened to it a few times, but I was a fan. They're definitely, you know, pushing things in a completely different direction and aren't afraid to take chances. And, you know, they're, you know, really prolific and really smart, talented guys.
Yeah, totally agree with you. This is your first. First of all, I wanted to offer my condolences for the passing of Tom. He was a very talented musician, and I assume he was probably a pretty great person too. This is your first record without him. What was that like?
Well, it was it was tough at first. It was really kind of tough to get any momentum going at all writing these songs. Honestly, you know, for one, like I didn't really have. You know, when I started writing this record, I didn't really have any ideas, you know? We had, you know, been touring so much on our last record, and we'd never really taken a break, and, you know, we had sort of, I guess we had sort of, like, used up a lot of the ideas that we had and turned them into complete fleshed-out songs on our other records. So, you know, sort of starting from scratch, and I was doing it, like I said, without Thomas and Kevin, to... guys who, you know, had become a big part of my songwriting. You know, like, we spent so many hours together in the van listening to music, talking about music, and, you know, they had helped me finish all of my songs up to that point, so it was kind of like, I don't know, I guess I just kind of started just throwing stuff at the wall because, you know, and in some ways, it was sort of like a really interesting process because I was writing songs and I was just assuming that they weren't good and they wouldn't end up on anything. So I was exploring a lot of territory that we have never done before, you know, that's outside of sort of the Surfer Blood canon, I guess. And yeah, it was really hard at first not having Tom there to affirm, you know, some of my weirder ideas and let me know that I was on the right track. So, yeah, I think it took a little while to get the momentum going, but once it did, you know, everything fell into place nicely. But it was a little frightening when I was just starting out with all this stuff.
cool. Yeah, I mean, like, I can totally understand that, right? Like losing such a close friend is a very impactful thing, and so I can completely understand how that would impact your writing process. What kind of influences would you say, like outside influences, would you say really then impacted or helped you create this album? You know, now that you those prior influences weren't there.
Well, outside, like newer influences.
Yeah.
Well, you know, for one of the songs, well, you know, they're all kind of drawn from like different places and different music I get exposed to. For one of the songs, there's a band called I'm a Tone Stars Bandit from Montreal, who's a, you know, Andy Boy and his brother, basically, who we've had the pleasure of touring with before. You know, they're two brothers, and it's just, I think they play just the two of them a lot. And they're both, you know, shredding on guitar and shredding on drums, but harmonizing the entire time. And that was sort of what was running through my mind when I was writing the song. Instant doppelgangers on the record, just the idea of two like two harmonic lines that were in harmony but that weren't repetitive or weren't even necessarily that hooky, just like a very like narrative harmony, I guess, which is something new for us. And I was also listening to a lot of The Cream, the old band from the 60s.
Eric Clapton.
Yeah, Eric Clapton's first band, which is funny because it's my dad's favorite band. But I sort of got into some of their deeper cuts, you know, that were, you know, less bluesy, less sort of guitar solo driven, and more, you know, sort of dissidence. Had a lot of like weird, like dark harmonies and kind of hard to follow chord progressions. I was consciously or not trying to replicate that a lot. I think I got my interest renewed when I saw that documentary about Ginger Baker. It just came out, but you know, it's just interviews with him and like sort of his biography, and kind of inspired me to go back and revisit a lot of that stuff. And I was just really surprised how much I liked it.
Cool, man. That's a lot of when you get away from like the greatest hits of Cream, you know, and start getting in, as you said, the deeper cuts. There's some really unique, interesting music there that's there to be discovered and listened to. So yeah, I'm really excited that was such an influence on you. That's cool, man. I've got a couple more questions for you here. What do you guys? So you guys have been touring for this album, and you know, you had mentioned before that you'd kind of done a whole bunch of touring. What do you guys do when you're on tour? You know, what kind of stuff do you listen to? Is there any sort of activities that you guys partake in, or?
Well, right now we're touring a lot in just the middle of the U.S. And we've had a lot of really grueling drives, so we've been listening to some audiobooks to keep us company. And when we have time, we've actually been able to see a few national parks on this tour.
Oh, cool.
We went to White Sands in New Mexico and to the Arches in Utah. So, and right now we're driving through Montana, and there's like a beautiful snow-capped mountain off in the distance. So, you know, a lot of really, really beautiful scenery, which kind of breaks up the really, you know, the really long, monotonous drives.
Yeah, I totally can dig that. You're going to be really disappointed when you're driving through Manitoba then, man.
Well, we're just excited to come. We've never been to inland Canada. They're in, you know, Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba. So
I'm sure there's loads of people like myself who are incredibly excited to see you guys. So
awesome!
Yeah, so obviously you've been seeing a lot of parks. Is there anything that you've kind of like looked ahead and planned out here while you're in Canada that you're looking forward to seeing?
Not yet. I guess we should probably get on that soon. Yeah, I think we're gonna have some free time, or at least a little. It's gonna be a little less hectic than it's been the past couple days. Is there anything you'd recommend?
I mean, if you're coming through Alberta, then obviously if you can get out to see Banff, that's something that's really special and unique and cool.
Nice.
Yeah, and while you're here in Manitoba, Carberry is the only desert in Manitoba, and the fact that we actually have one of those is kind of cool. So if that's the kind of thing that you're into, then yeah, I would try to check out that too.
Awesome, man. Yeah, I'll look it up. I've never heard of it, but it sounds really interesting.
Cool. Right on. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Not at the moment. I think we covered a lot of interesting stuff.
Cool. I've got one last question for you, man. It's the toughest one. I always end my interviews with it. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I don't know. I'm going to say yes, technically, but it's a sort of an outlier, you know?
Could you give
me... Kind of like a tomatoes of fruit.
Yeah.
But, you know, barely.
So, like, under technicality?
But, yeah, through technicality, because it's, you know, ingredients between bread is a sandwich, technically, but it's, you know, not a very traditional sandwich. It's an outlier.
That's completely fair, man. That's, I like that answer. Cool. This is... been JP from Surfer Blood. Their new album Snowdonia out through Joyful Noise. You can pick it up anywhere you can legally pick up record music. JP, thanks so much for joining me today, man.
Of course, man. Thanks for the interview. I'll see you in a few days.
Yeah, I'll see you in a couple days, man. Take it easy.
All right, take care, dude.
Bye-bye. Of course, I was recorded earlier this week, so they're in fact here tonight, not in a couple of days. So again, they're Surfer Blood. They are at the Pyramid Cabaret tonight, 7 o'clock. You can pick up your tickets. There are still tickets available, I guess, through Ticketmaster. I'm going to be there. Jackson Rolston, our contest winner, is going to be there. And I hope that I get to see you guys there too. Going to play a couple of quick songs here from Snowdonia and one from Astro Coast from Surfer Blood. Of course, we're going to listen to Carrier Pigeon, JP's favorite album favorite song off of the new album, and then Slow Jabroni, which we talked about a little bit. And then I've got a special birthday wish for a friend coming up. So stick around. You're listening to the Pity Party on UMFM 101.5.
She had vanished, yeah, she was gone. Yeah.
That was Slow Jabroni from Surfer Blood. Before that, we had Carrier Pigeon, also from Surfer Blood. And before that, we had an interview with JP from Surfer Blood, because they're in town today at the Pyramid Cabaret. Now, as promised, I have a birthday shout-out for a friend of mine. We've been friends for roughly about 7 years. We started talking over the intrawebs over a love of ska music. His name is Barrett. He has traveled and been all over the United States, and he is a very, very good friend of mine. We talk quite frequently. He is a lover of Star Wars, as am I. And this song was one of the first songs that we ever listened to together when discussing our love of ska. And because it is his birthday next Sunday, I decided I'd give him a little bit of a shout-out and a birthday track. So, to help out the continuing Bash at the Beach vibe that I've got going on today on the Pity Party, we're going to be listening to Giants from the Planet Smashers for Barrett and his birthday. Happy birthday, Barrett. Montreal band Planet Smashers with Giants off of Unstoppable. Of course, a birthday shout out to my friend Barrett. You're listening to the Pity Party on UMFM 101.5. Your host Brian here, and we're having ourselves a beach bash. Of course, I interviewed JP from Surfer Blood a little bit earlier, and which, of course, you'll be able to pick up online a little bit after this. So that'll be really cool. I'll tweet out the link so you guys can all take a listen if you missed that. But we're listening to a whole bunch of surf rock and ska and springtime, summery indie stuff because that's what I want to listen to today. So that's what we're listening to. Be back to our regular programming next week, but just deciding to kick it. This next song goes out to my friend The Steve. It's called The Happy Song. It's from a band called Shred Flintstone off of the album Cartoon Physics. After that, we're going to listen to local Winnipeg band The Thrashers with Sea Monster and Ottawa surf emo group Swim Team with Track Meet on Main Street. You're listening to The Pity Party on UMFM 101.5.
Just go.
Was Ottawa's own swim team with Track Meet on Main Street. It was a single that they released last year. They actually just released a new album themselves on earlier last month in 2017. It's actually really, really good. It has a little bit different of a vibe than Track Meet on Main Street, but is still absolutely worth the listen to. I'd recommend listening to Snowbirds. It's the track that I enjoy the most from there. Coming up next, we've got two tracks from 2017. Summertime from Remo Drive. Greatest Hits is the album name, even though it's their first real release and is not actually a Greatest Hits album. Has some really good tracks on there. Falls somewhere in between the category of indie and emo, depending on who you ask, but I would classify it as emo, but it's a really fun, upbeat, awesome emo sound. And then we're going to listen to Waves, surf rock group from the album You're Welcome, the song Exercise. You're listening to The Pity Party on UMFM 101.5. We'll be right back. was Ways with Exercise off of their 2017 album, You're Welcome. Before that, another 2017 song, Summertime, from Remo Drive and Greatest Hits. You're listening to the Pity Party's Beach Bash on UMFM 101.5. Got two songs left today, and then it's up to Neil. And prick up your ears. Wonderful, wonderful show from a wonderful, wonderful host. Going to have a little bit of a happy note and a little bit of a sad note. First, we're going to listen to a track from Vancouver-based punk rock band, the Isotopes, Let's Go Blue Jays. Of course, any of you who know me in real life know that baseball is a passion of mine and that the Jays are the largest of said passion. I am even wearing a set of Blue Jays Vans shoes currently. That's how much I adore that baseball team. This band is actually really good, too. One of my favorites, punk rock band. Two of their albums are two of my favorites, Nuclear Strike Zone and 1994 World Series Champions. Of course, that hurts because once upon a time I was an Expos fan as well. And they probably would have been the 1994 World Series Champions had it not been for the strike. And then after that, we're going to be listening to a 1966 jazz track from Sun Ra and the Blues Project off of an album called Batman and Robin. Of course, for those of you who know me in real life know that Adam West and the 1966 Batman was such a huge influence on my childhood because my dad owned like all of those tapes, and that the 1966 Batman movie, of course, with the bat shark repellent, and that hilarious scene where Adam West is running around on a dock with like the most comically oversized bomb ever. And Adam passed away on the weekend at the young old age of 88. And so I'm going to give a little bit of a send-off to him by playing the Batman theme, the title track off of that record. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show today. Of course, if you're going to be at the Surfer Blood Show tonight, I hope to see you there. Thanks again for listening to the Pity Party every single week. I will see you here next week again. Same bat time, same bat channel. Hey, Blue Jays! Champagne and LaBelle Blue. We wanna party like it's 90.